plans to cut civil servant jobs will have an impact on services. That was the admission yesterday, as MLAs were briefed on the Civil Service Voluntary Redundancy Programme that will be launched next week. Stormont is planning to slash 20,000 jobs across the public sector. Trade unions are holding ballots with the aim of staging a wave of strike action against cuts. Here's what the senior finance department official, Colin Lewis, told MLAs at a Stormont committee yesterday about the civil service plans.
We've attempted to design a scheme that strikes the right balance between being attractive to staff but also being affordable. And in doing so, we've also had to be mindful of the potential impact on business continuity. Albeit that the sheer size and scale and suddenness of this exercise really curtails what realistically can be done. I can say that there will be undoubtedly some disruption. There will be quite substantial redeployment consequences that we'll have to manage as a result of this. And I suppose you really can't expect to, when we're seeking to reduce the size of the civil service by upwards of nearly 13% in little over a year and a half, that there will not be some disruption to services, machinery of government, not to mention the difficulties that we'll probably will have with regard to staff engagement and industrial relationships. So this is a big task, but we've attempted as far as possible in designing a scheme to try and mitigate risks where possible.
Now, Bumper Graham is from the Public Sector Union NPSA. Good morning, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the commentator, Geoffrey Peel. Good morning, Geoffrey.
Good morning, Stephen.
So this story very much is starting to gain momentum as people begin to realise now 20,000 jobs. We'll hear from Stormont, Bumper Graham, that they're voluntary jobs. So what's the voluntary redundancy? So what's the problem?
Well, as you rightly said, Stephen, 20,000 jobs. What Colin Lewis was telling the Assembly yesterday relates to the civil service, and we find probably another 17,500 job losses from the rest of the public sector. I think you need to look at the words Colin Lewis used yesterday. He said the size, the scale, and the suddenness of these massive cuts will do substantial damage and cause massive disruption to the delivery of very important public services.
Well, 13% reduction in the civil service, Geoffrey Peel, over a year and a half. That's a lot in one go. It's a huge amount, actually.
Well, it depends who's going to be let go. This is what is proposed here is a voluntary scheme, which does give me cause for concern, because these voluntary schemes, people who take up the voluntary redundancy tend to have most to gain. So, like, I don't know the specific detail about this scheme, but if you take some of the schemes that have been operated by the civil service in GB, typically a civil servant will get about a month's salary for each year of service. So if you have a relatively high-paid civil servant with long service, you know, say 20 years service, they could be walking away with, if they're on a salary, about £150,000, which is typical in the higher ranks of the civil service, with a package of about £250,000. That doesn't seem to me to be particularly good value for the public purse.
And that's sort of Geoffrey's doing the typical Daily Mail commentary of picking out that very minuscule handful of the Whitehall Mandarins. The vast majority of the people affected by this are going to be low-paid people doing essential jobs.
But I didn't get a chance to finish.
Well, the critical thing here, Geoffrey, is to
focus
on the damage
you.
This will do to delivery of public services.
I didn't interrupt you.
And worse,
hold on, you know, you two. Hold
and
on.
Worse, the
one second, Geoffrey.
Civil servant said yesterday that this will take £90 million out of the salary bill each year. And that's just for the civil service.
Okay.
If you extrapolate that across, Stephen, that's £630 million being taken out of the salary bill in Northern Ireland.
And Geoffrey,
£630 million that won't be spent in our shops, in our restaurants, in our cinemas.
And Geoffrey Peel, we tried to touch on this on Nolan Live TV last night. What about the people left behind who are now going to have to do the jobs of 20,000 more people? You can't take 20,000 people out of the system and suggest that they were all doing nothing, that there's not going to be any impact. There's bound to be.
Well, it really, again, draws attention to this voluntary issue, because if you take a commercial organisation that needed to downsize for particular reasons, such as they had, you know, reduced market or reduced revenue, the management team would look at the workforce and think, well, where do we need to downsize? Where can we afford to do that in order to continue to provide service to our customers? And that's not what's being proposed here. It's a voluntary scheme. In other words, the people who have most to gain are most likely to volunteer, and we'll still be left with people who are perhaps less skilled, with less experience, and so on. So it means that instead of addressing the fundamental issues, rather we're leaving it up to people themselves to decide who volunteers for redundancy. And those people tend to be people who are approaching retirement and have got most to gain. This is a system of mandatory redundancy based on need, on what the public needs, would be a much more appropriate way to do it, or indeed to slash wages for those civil servants above a certain pay grade, because again, that would be much fairer and wouldn't jeopardize.
How can anything be more fair than a voluntary redundancy scheme?
Well, Stephen, I'm going to shock you. I'm actually going to partially agree with Geoffrey, I think, for the first time ever. Because he's right. There is no rationale behind this. This is open season. Nobody has done an assessment of where these jobs are to come from, what work are those people going to be doing, what location are they going to be in.
They must have done.
They have not. There is not a single business plan that has been produced by the civil service nor by the executive.
That you've seen?
Not at all. We've been looking for it.
Well, we'll look for it now. They're bound to have done some forward planning if they announced.
Stephen, you asked these questions.
Ah, come on. If they haven't done any forward planning whatsoever,
they haven't.
How would they know it's 20,000 and not 15,000?
Because what they did was they took the loan, and remember, this is a loan from the Stormont House Agreement, and said, if we borrow £200 million, how many people can we get out the door if we pay them on the basis of what the scheme says? They haven't sat down and said, how many people do we need to go from Newry? How many people do we need to go from Derry? How many people do we need to go from Ballymena? How many of these are clerical officers? How many of these are scientists? How many of these are vets? How many of these are engineers? This is madness. No planning, no cohesion, no joined-up thinking. This is just economic lunacy.
Yeah, but Bumper, what you're going to do is you're going to protect jobs at all costs, no matter what. Whether the jobs are needed, whether there's a rebalancing in this economy needed or not, in that many commentators say we're too dependent on the public sector, that we need to rebalance it. And you're just blind to all that, aren't you? Because you're just a union man that's going to say, pay them everything and protect every single last job.
You do not rebalance the economy by stripping out 20,000 jobs. How are you going to rebalance and grow the economy when effectively you're taking 20,000 jobs out? I am sick to the back teeth of hearing Arlene Foster and Peter Robinson and the rest of them saying what we're doing to get jobs into Northern Ireland. Sick to the back teeth of hearing all those corporate cronies that come onto your programme complaining about the poor plight of business and will the public sector finances more. Yet they
corporate
are all,
cronies?
They're all in...
entrepreneurs who are actually creating wealth in Northern Ireland.
Stephen, they're all in league to try and decimate the public service, destroy the public service, and you know, and I praise your programme for us, you feature every day crises in different parts of our public service where the people of Northern Ireland are not getting the services they deserve. What is a loss of 20,000 jobs going to do to that?
But what part of this do you not get? If they cut back on the wages, then there is more money to push back into public services.
No, there is not.
Well, there absolutely is.
Stephen, I don't know where you did your economics. I suspect it was at the knee of Sammy Wilson, that great economist teacher.
The my economics at INST, a fine institution.
A wonderful institution. That's where most of the senior civil servants come from, by the way, who have got us into part of this mess. The problem here is, if you take £630 million out of the economy, that's just not taking £630 million out of what is paid to public servants. There's a multiplier effect that is then that money is spent wider in the economy and it grows
nonsense.
You're arguing against yourself here.
Well, hold on, but you're factually talking nonsense, Bumper. Here's why. The money isn't there in the first place. Well, they have got a finite pot of money, so now they're just deciding how to distribute it.
Well, Stephen,
and part of
they
how
borrow?
They're achieving their cuts is to take these 20,000 jobs out of the system. But if they didn't do that, the money wouldn't magically reappear. They would have to take it out from somewhere else.
Well, tell me this, Stephen. Does it make sense to borrow from the Treasury in London £700 million to have to pay that £700 million back with interest to cut jobs.
Geoffrey, go ahead.
Well, the point I was simply going to make is that Bumper's kind of arguing against himself here. This proposed voluntary redundancy scheme is largely going to apply to relatively senior civil servants.
No, it is not, Geoffrey. It is not.
Let me just make this point.
Let's finish.
There is clearly dead wood within the civil service that could be cleared out, but this is not the most effective means of doing it. What we need is a team, probably drawn from the commercial sector, to go in and look at the structure of the civil service and civil service.
Oh, pay the corporate cronies by.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me finish.
More money.
If you just give me the chance, I might actually say something you might be supportive of here, because there are many people in the senior civil servants that should be gone. But instead of giving them the opportunity to volunteer to go with huge payoffs, we should be looking critically at the service provision that they provide and deciding who should go and probably give them statutory severance. Because, frankly, there's an awful lot of them do very, very little of any consequence.
Just start sacking people.
Our civil service is full of bloat. And there could be
I would dispute that, and I would point again, Stephen, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is the civil service element. There are another 17,000 plus jobs that are going to be axed from our health service, from our education, from housing, from policing, from justice. What's that going to do to the fabric of Northern Ireland society?